In the run-up to qualifying, Sheriff Mike Wood switched his long-held Democratic Party affiliation to no party, and fellow Democrat Tommy Mills did the same. The move means all candidates will skip an August primary and head into the general election. And the remaining Democratic contender, Walt McNeil, is calling a foul.
Are you a Democrat? Are you you're not affiliated with your party? To say I'm not affiliated with my party, but to want to carry the mantra of your party just seems disingenuous.
McNeil challenged Wood's decision Wednesday. And while Wood disagrees his move was disingenuous, he does admit it was a political decision aimed at giving him the best shot at getting elected.
This is a political race, if I'm not confused here. So as it relates to how to get to the finish line for political maneuvering, and I would suggest you're very familiar with that, is part of the process. Okay.
Switching to NPA allows Wood and Mills to avoid the possibility of losing in the primary. Mills did not attend Wednesday's candidate forum on WFSU's Perspective show. Talengun Range owner Charlie Strickland is the lone Republican in the race, and he says he believes the race should be nonpartisan, but he's also using the party switch against his challengers. Strickland, too, started off as an NPA candidate, but he qualified as a Republican.
When two of the candidates abandoned their bases in the 11th hour at the last minute, just a few hours to spare, and left their bases, we saw an opportunity, a huge opportunity, as a Republican to return to my base and to try to galvanize and solidify my base. Republicans have been marginalized in Leon County for a very long time. They haven't had a say.
Hanging over the sheriff's race are some big issues, such as Tallahassee's high rate of violent crime based on its population size. The city is leading the rest of the state in that measure. And the city and county are still trying to work out bugs with their joint dispatch center, which the sheriff, along with city manager and county administrator, oversee. That system has had several malfunctions that some say contributed to the death of a sheriff's deputy in a 2014 shootout, along with a slow response to the fatal shooting of an FSU law professor. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.